Be still and cool in thy own mind and spirit from thy own thoughts, and then thou wilt feel the principle of God.
Chapter 3, Section F, Spiritual Communion. While Roman Catholics referred to the real presence of Jesus Christ in the bread and wine of the Eucharist, Quakers recognize and experience his real presence in both meetings for worship and in their daily walk communing with him. The first-generation Quaker apostle, Edward Burrow, testified thus as to the worship of God. Quote, "The worship of God in itself is this. It is the walking with God and a living with him in converse and fellowship, in spirit and truth, for he is only worshipped therein, and to do the truth and speak the truth. This is the true worship of God, where the mind is guided with the spirit of truth and the presence of the Lord felt at all times, and his fear in the hearts of people, and his counsel stood in, and his covenant felt, which united to the Lord in spirit. This is the true worship of God, and it is without respect to times or things." Unquote. The Last Supper Jesus shared with his disciples was certainly not the first or only time he shared his understanding with his disciples. It was but one of the ways he emphasized his command that we allow him to abide in us and that we abide in him. The understanding of Christ Jesus as our spiritual food is emphasized repeatedly beyond the confines of the Last Supper and is a description of our relationship to Christ in biological images. Like the branch divine description in John chapter 15, or Paul's descriptions of the body of Christ in Romans chapter 12, verses 3 to 8, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and Colossians 1 chapter, verse 18. When we live in spiritual communion with Jesus Christ, we often experience that communion most clearly during meetings for worship. Indeed, we may understand our meetings for worship as meetings for communion. Friends may use terms like covered meeting or gathered meeting to describe a meeting for worship in which the experience of spiritual communion with Christ is exceptionally deep. Friends also use the term centered to describe the exceptional experience of being focused intensely on the presence of Christ and our relationship with him. While these terms are most commonly used to describe experiences of meetings for worship, neither spiritual communion nor these experiences are limited to such meetings, just as worship itself is not. Friends do not condemn those who, from a true tenderness of spirit and a real conscience towards God, imitate the Last Supper. However, friends see living in spiritual communion with Jesus as the essence of communion, making ceremonial communion unnecessary. Spiritual references in the New Testament to Christians, quote-unquote, breaking bread together are not descriptions of ceremonial communion, but rather references to fellowship meals or love feasts. No ceremonial or ritualistic details are ever described. As Robert Barclay explained, these early Christians were eating together in true Christian fellowship, quote, being together not merely to feed their bellies, unquote, but, quote, to eat and drink together in the dread and presence of the Lord as his people. Unquote. Such love feasts, when misunderstood, could devolve into degraded gatherings quite the opposite of fellowship meals. Gatherings characterized by selfishness, gluttony, drunkenness, and cliquishness. Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 17-34, describes such an instance in which the Corinthian church was gathered merely to fill their stomachs rather than gathering as the Lord's people in awareness of his presence and in love for one another.
Be still and cool in thy own mind and spirit from thy own thoughts, and then thou wilt feel the principle of God. To turn thy mind to the Lord God, where God's strength and power, from whence life comes, whereby thou wilt receive God's strength to allay all blustering storms and tempests.
This podcast has presented a portion of the book Traditional Quaker Christianity. The book was assembled and edited by Cherry Wallace, Jack and Susan Smith, and Arthur Burke. It was read by Chip Thomas, and the audio edited by the same. The music was provided by Paulette Meyer. Paulette's music is available at paulettemeyer.com.